Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen. For the basis for our meditation this morning will be our last family devotional. Those do continue, I think, and through Epiphany, but this will be the last time we'll be using it for public worship. But if you still have them at home, I encourage you to use those. Today's devotional that was prepared for us is called Rejoice and Be Glad. And suddenly there was an angel, was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased." Luke chapter 2. I love these angels. They are just so extremely happy about this wonderful gift God is giving the human race, the Savior Jesus Christ our Lord. It's as if they can't control themselves. And once the lead angel has given his message clearly and carefully to the shepherds, they all burst onto the scene celebrating and singing and praising at the top of their lungs. It's party time. And they are right to do it. The book of Ecclesiastes reminds us that for everything there is a season, a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Well, and so there is also a time to party, a time to be glad and celebrate, and this is it. This is not a time for sore faces, not a time to pick over old grievances or worry about the future. That's a reminder I can use. By nature, I am a worrywart. This is where it really got me, because I was reading this and I'm like, oh, they wrote this for me. By nature, I'm a worrywart. I can find something to be anxious about even on the happiest of occasions. Just ask my wife. She will verify that information for you. And if I'm not anxious, I can become anxious about the fact that I'm not anxious. And yes, that is true too. It's like an emotional snake swallowing its own tail. To this, God says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I will say rejoice. The Lord is at hand, Philippians 4. Oh yes, Jesus is definitely at hand, as a tiny baby sleeping in a manger, as the Lord of life who died and rose to save us again, as the one who has promised to come at the end of time and take us to be forever with himself. This is good news. And so we gladly say, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." Isaiah 25. So, you know, I hope you Lutherans heard that for today. It's okay to smile. It's okay to party. It's okay to be happy. You know, I always laugh because, now, you guys are better than most, so this is good, right? But over the years, I always kind of chuckle when people come up to communion. I mean, what an awesome gift that is, right? God's literally giving himself to us in his body and blood to forgive us our sins. And Lutherans approach the altar like this. I just want to look and say, what is your problem? Now, Scandinavians tend to smile a little more than the German Lutherans. We all know that. But, you know, I don't know what's up with that. Why do we approach this like, what in the world is going on? But here we come to this wonderful gift of God who is coming to us, and he's giving us this forgiveness and salvation. And I always think, why are we not smiling? Why are we not rejoicing? Because sometimes we think everything has to be so somber. You know, this is God we're talking about. And God, you know, he's somber and all. You know, I can guarantee you God's not somber. I always say if God made me, he has a sense of humor. If God decided to inflict me on the world, he must have a sense of humor. This is true. And plus, I look at zebras and skunks and mosquitoes, and I think God just had to have a sense of humor, right? He does. God wants us to rejoice. He wants us to be happy. You know, I'm not preaching a message of happiness and one of these, you know, Joel Osteen messages, but he does want us to be happy. And we hear that and we think, well, nowhere in the scripture does it say to be happy, but it does. The word blessed means happy. And when Jesus talks about these in the Beatitudes and he says, blessed are those who are unhappy, or blessed are those who are mourned, and blessed are those who are persecuted, he's saying happy. But then when you think about that for a second, who's happy when they're persecuted? Who's happy when they're mourning? Christians, of course. Why? Just yesterday, we moved into our new house. And, of course, I did find something to be anxious about with that because the movers were messing up my floors. But that's another thing. I cleaned it, and I'm okay now. That's probably OCD. But, you know, so I was anxious and nervous. But then I went outside, and I got to meet my new neighbor. And he's a very nice guy. And I'm like, oh, this is great, my new neighbors. He's the head of the environmental division of the city, and she's the head of the code enforcement. So I guess that means I have to behave. But anyways, they're very nice people, and he has started asking about our family. He says, do you have kids? And I give the same response when I say that question to me. I always give the same response. Yes, my wife and I have two kids, but they're in heaven. They both died, and they're rejoicing in heaven. And people always do the same thing. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And I look at them and say, don't be sorry, rejoice. And they look at me like I'm crazy, which I am crazy. But they look at me like I'm crazy, like I have two heads coming out of my body. And they're like, what? And I say, yeah, rejoice with me. My kids are in heaven. This is exciting. This is wonderful news. I wouldn't wish them back. They're at God's feet, and they're happy. Now, I look back at that occasion in my life, and when we went through that, when both our kids died, it wasn't a very happy time, and we mourned, and we were sad. But now I look at that, and I think, you know, God has done marvelous things. He's used that experience to witness to people. He's given us a story to share with people. He's given us a way to connect with people in ways that we never thought we'd be able to share and connect with people. And now we can rejoice in this because God does bring about good in the midst of trial. He brings about perfection in the midst of imperfection. He brings about joy in the midst of sadness. He brings about life in the midst of death. He brings about happiness where there is no happiness because this is the God we have. Rejoice and party because he has given us everything in the gift of his son, Jesus Christ. It's so funny what happens to us over life. You know, I look at myself even 10 years ago, and I was a different person. I used to get mad and grumpy over things, and I had no patience, and you may think you're different now. Well, yeah, I guess I am a little different, but I used to be like that. Just Friday night, for example, I was in a car accident again. Yes, my third car accident, my new car in 10 months. I can't tell you. I don't know. I guess it's a magnet for these things. I have no idea. None of them my fault, by the way. Just so you know, it attracts cars to it. Anyways, I guess it has a magnetic personality like me. The guy came up to my car after he rear-ended me on the interstate, and I think he was expecting me to be mad, and I looked, and I was kind of laughing, and he says, are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm fine. He goes, you're not hurt? I said, no, I'm not hurt. And he said, well, I'm really, really sorry. He goes, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I said, don't be sorry. It was an accident. Accidents happen. Nobody's hurt. God protected us. We're all good. And we went on. And afterwards, he looked and said, you're just such a nice guy. I said, well, I'm a pastor, and if I preach about it on Sundays, I better do it today, or otherwise I'd be a hypocrite. And anyways, but that's kind of how God is, right? We find something to rejoice about in the midst of trouble. And I've learned that God has been doing this work in me. God has been doing this in me, and it's something I prayed about for a long time. That God is beginning to help me to see that even in the midst of what we see as chaos in this world and anxiety and worries and burdens and trouble and death and all the other things that go on in this world, God is there in the midst of it. Holding us and loving us and lifting us up and pouring into our lives forgiveness and joy and blessedness and peace and every one of his good, perfect gifts. And all of that we can be assured about because we celebrate Christmas, because God deigned to clothe himself in human flesh and come down to be born as one of us, to dwell with us, to make his dwelling amongst us. Because he chose to make his dwelling in our lives in baptism, because he dwells in our lives and comes to us in the sacrament of the table that we will receive today, no matter what we go through in this world, we can rest assured with all hope and strength and joy and love and happiness and blessedness that heaven is our home. And nothing can take us that from us. That is the hope that we have every day of our lives that shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. That heaven is ours. The kingdom belongs to us now and forever. And because of that, we literally can rejoice in every circumstance, every trial that comes our way. In working in my second master's in counseling, one of the things that I love about the study of neurobiology, this is just amazing, is that we know neurobiologically the brain actually is plastic. The brain is neuroplastic and able to heal itself. And this is the most amazing thing, right? And so this is one of the things that all of the psychiatrists and all of these neurologists say is one of the healthiest things we can do for our brain is getting up every day and saying something positive. And so, of course, being in a Christian counseling program with Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Townsend says this: when you wake up every day, say two things. Today is going to be an awesome day in the Lord, and I am God's child. And what happens is when the brain hears that, the brain automatically begins to connect to the good things around it. It automatically begins to open up to the goodness of God in all of life. Whether it be a beautiful flower blooming in the garden, or a nice puppy dog that licks your face when you get up in the morning, or a cat, but I don't like cats. But anyways, whatever it is, right? A beautiful kiss from your wife, cup of coffee, whatever it is. God opens our eyes and we begin to see these things and we take them in. And what happens to our brain as this happens is we begin to build these new neural pathways. And as anxiety and as worries and doubts flood our brain, instead of producing the cortisol chemical, which is a stress chemical that begins to make us anxious and makes us feel bad and depressed and all of those things that happen when cortisol is released in our bodies, the opposite happens. Norepinephrine and positive endorphins are released into the system and we feel at calm and at peace and are able to get through things in life. This is no mistake because this is how God designed us. This is why he says, rejoice always. I will say it again, rejoice. Rejoice because the Savior has come. Rejoice, the Savior is with you. Rejoice, the Savior will always be with you. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas. So no matter what this world throws our way, no matter what Satan puts into our path, and bad things will come. I'm not going to lie to you. Bad things are going to happen to you. That's the world we live in. Sorry about that part. I can't change it. I'm not God. Oh, that felt good. I'm not God. You should try saying that. I'm not God. That feels good. I'm just a Lutheran pastor. That's all. Bad things will come. But in the midst of those bad things, there is a light and a love and a joyous hope that envelops us, that surrounds us, that fills our lives with the promise of Jesus Christ. The promise of heaven. The promise of a God who is with you now and forever. For this, rejoice. Rejoice always. Rejoice in the Lord. In his name, amen.